Well, today we are visiting with some of the top seniors in the class of 2017 at Griswold High School, and we have some good-looking young men here to talk to. We've been overloaded with good-looking young women here lately, so it's good to see the guys get their chance. We're going to start today with...
Hi, I'm Andy Hartman.
Okay, tell us about your family.
I come from a family. We live on the farm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's my mom and dad are Kirk and Mindy Hartman, and I've got two little brothers, both with the names of Alex and Riley.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about classwork. What classes did you enjoy, Andy?
I really liked my classes with Pat Carlson. It's our science teacher. She's a very fun teacher, put in the simplest terms.
So is it the teacher or the coursework or a little bit of both that make you like that that course?
It's mostly the teacher.
Okay. Why? Why is that? I'm sensing a little snickering around here, and your buddies over here are kind of the same way. What is it about that teacher?
I don't know. She makes the atmosphere just so fun and just kind of lively in that sense. I mean, if you know what I mean.
It's hard to fall asleep in that class?
Very. Okay. Otherwise, you get yelled at.
Okay. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been busy with?
I've been busy with 4-H, FFA, helping around the farm, and then just like my other sports, which is cross country and basketball.
Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I have a favorite attitude about all the different types. Like cross country, I love the team bonding because it's really a small, kind of knit family. Mm-hmm. However, like basketball, it's more hard work, determination, and try and get it done, just like track. And then 4-H and FFA, that's more... It's more hard work there, too. It kind of shows your compassion, considering I show pigs at the Cass County Fair.
Let's talk about accomplishments. Is there anything that you're going to look back on years from now, from your high school days, and be proud of?
Well, I know I'll always be proud of at least my freshman year. I don't know if I'll make it this year, but going to state track. And what my freshman year, I made in the 4x1. And this year I hope to make it in the D-Med and hopefully an Open 1 or Open 2. And this year I hope to make it in the D-Med and hopefully an Open 1 or Open 2. However, we'll just see. And it's always just a great experience to go on that blue track and just be able to run your heart out as hard as you can.
Well, especially in some of those relays, you've got to work together with other guys to make that happen, too. So a little accomplishment there. What's up with you this fall? Where are you going to be?
This fall, I'm going to go up to Iowa State, and I'll major in AST, also known as Agricultural Systems Technology.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
Iowa State, I just love the campus. It's really beautiful up there. It's kind of got a family atmosphere, and... Like the students there, it's not like flooded and overcrowded, and it's just that nice, happy medium.
Mm-hmm. You grew up on a farm. Were you always going to be involved in agriculture in some way, do you think?
I always have always been kind of knit into the family agricultural stuff. I know we've always raised row crop, we've raised cattle, and just I've always liked to help around and do what I can for the most part.
Okay. Do you have a particular area of agriculture you want to go into?
I honestly just want to go help with the family farm once I get out of college.
Okay. Excellent. Give those eighth graders some advice now that you've been through high school. What do they need to know?
Well, the easiest part about high school is turning in your stuff. It's better than taking a zero on just about everything. If you don't hand it in, I mean, you can't get any points out of it. And that's the simplest thing to stay out of intensive study hall and all that.
Okay, very good. Well, just keep up, stay up to date, make sure you don't fall too far behind, and everything will go well then. Andy, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right. Very good. Okay, who's next?
David Thompson.
David, introduce us to your family.
I am a child of Molly and Justin Thompson. I have two brothers. I'm the middle child, and we live in Lewis, Iowa, right on the edge, I mean, it's a tiny town. It's basically out in the country. Nothing much goes on in there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I also enjoyed physics with Pat Carlson. That was just, it was always a fun in that, we're always having fun in that class and just having a blast. And I also enjoyed food class, or foods.
What we like to eat, right?
Yeah. If you like to eat, you like foods class automatically.
All right, very good. Let's talk about extracurricular activities then, too. What else would you do?
I've been involved in football, basketball, track, baseball, and cross country.
Favorite among those things?
That's a tough one. It'd probably have to be cross country or track.
Let's talk. Oh, teachers. Give me some favorite teachers. Any of them that stood out for you?
Mrs. Platt and Mrs. Anstey.
Okay. Why those?
Just because they're always so positive and kind to everyone, and they're always motivating me to do good.
Okay. What about memories for you? Any special accomplishments you're going to be most proud of?
Last year, taking third at the Iowa Western Culinary Competition, and then taking second this year, again, 2 years in a row, and then my sophomore year, going to state track in the 32, and then coming back junior year, going in the 3200 again, and then making it to state cross country this year also.
Excellent. Sounds like you have a wide range of activities and
yeah.
interests and things there too. Tell me about this fall. Where will you be?
I will be going to Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo.
Okay. Why there?
Just because I talked to their coaches and all of the coaching staff is really good for running program. I'm going to be running cross country and track there, and it's just it's going to be a cool campus and everything. Got an apartment and stuff.
Okay. Got all set up, ready to go. Mm-hmm. What about coursework? Do you know what you'll be studying at that point?
Natural resources.
Okay. Do you know how you want to use that?
Not quite yet.
Okay, we'll figure that out. You got time to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know as they get ready to start high school in the fall?
Do your homework. Just manage your time wisely and have a good balance between having fun and getting your schoolwork done, because there really is a fine line in between that. You can't do more of either one, and just enjoy it while it lasts, because it really does go fast.
Yes, it does. David, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And next we have
Clay Amos.
Hey, Clay, tell us about your family.
I am Clay Amos. I am the son of Mike and Kyle Amos. We live in Grant, Iowa, just a little town on Highway 71.
Sure. Okay. Let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
I think my favorite class, I'm homeschooled, mm-hmm. so I think my favorite class probably would have been science or biology or whatever. My least favorite would definitely be math.
Okay. Let's talk. So if I ask you favorite teachers, then it's pretty much a given, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much just one choice. My mom is my teacher, okay. So she is my favorite teacher.
That's a different experience to be able to balance that. Have you ever done school in the classroom setting before?
I tried sixth grade out for about a week, and then I quit.
Okay.
So... yeah, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to wake up early. That was really the biggest thing, was
sure.
waking up early.
Is it difficult sometimes to balance that, because there could be so many more distractions when you have that little bit of freedom?
Yeah. I know that in the wintertime I usually slept in way too late, and I would wake up really late and not be able to get the amount of schoolwork I need to get done. So that was really hard.
Yeah.
And some days I would take off because I could. And then I wouldn't really make those days up. And, yeah, it was hard to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess you have to have some self-discipline when you're going to do it in kind of a non-traditional way.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities. What else have you been doing?
I used to be in 4-H and Boy Scouts, and then I kind of dropped out of that. I don't know, I just should have stayed in it. But I've played football senior year. Mm-hmm. I did all 4 years of basketball, and this is my first year in track, and I regret not doing track before. So...
Do you have a favorite among all those things that you enjoy the most?
I think this year's football year. We had a winning season with like 12 or 13 kids, and that's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. And track this year has been very close second for having fun.
Maybe that's part of the advice to eighth graders, too, is don't miss out on trying some of the things that you might regret later. You can't get that time back, huh? You found that out firsthand.
Yep. Go out for track. Try it when you're young. I should have. I would have probably been a lot better by now, but
try as many things as you can. What's up for you this fall?
I'm going to be going to Iowa Western over at Council Bluffs for diesel technology. I'll be studying diesel technology. Okay. So
why'd you choose Iowa Western?
It's where my uncle went, and he went for diesel technology, and he's got his own shop right now. I'd like to work for him one day, and it's a pretty good college. So,
is that a field that you've always been interested in?
Yeah, I've been kind of saying that for a while, that I'd like to go into diesel technology or something with auto mechanics.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, this is your opportunity then. Excellent. Memories, any special accomplishments, things that are gonna stand out for you?
Like I said earlier, the football year, that's definitely gonna be with me for the rest of my life, and hopefully we can go to state in a couple events this year in track. I'd like to go to state for my first year after track. That'd be really awesome. So,
give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
Do your homework. You know, go out for sports at least once. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay doing it. But don't be like me. Don't wait till you're a senior. Do all your sports. Go out for sports and stick them out. Have fun.
Don't miss out on the opportunities.
Yep.
Excellent. Clay, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. I want to thank Andy and David and Clay for spending a little time with us. They're some of the top students in the class of 2017 at Griswold High School.